Welcome back, Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me for the first time Dr. Roger Moss. Roger is the president, director, and CEO of Labrador Gold Corp. He is an exploration geologist with 30 years of experience in Africa, Central and South America, Eastern Europe, and Canada in a variety of geological environments. Roger was instrumental in finding the multi-million ounce Navajab gold deposit in Namibia. In addition to gold exploration in Namibia and Canada, he has also worked on base metal exploration projects in Canada and Mexico, and copper and gold exploration in Canada, Peru, Colombia, and Chile. So he's certainly gotten around, that's for sure, and a lot of years of experience. He received his PhD from the University of Toronto in 2000 with a focus on hydrothermal ore deposits. He continues to share his interest and experience in ore deposits and mineral exploration with students as an adjunct professor in mineral engineering at the University of Toronto. Before I say hello to Roger, tell you that Labrador Gold trades in Toronto under the symbol LAB. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol NKOSF. 150.8 million shares outstanding. I saw it selling $1.21 to $1.24 earlier today. I'm not sure exactly where it is at the moment, but it's got a market cap, let's say, of around north of $180 million in Canadian money. So it's not one of the cheapest stocks that we cover in my newsletter and on this show, but it is certainly one of the, I think, one of the more exciting stories, because it's right next to a very great Queensway project discovery of newfound gold. It's in the same, as I understand, the same belt of rocks, and the company has already, very early on, had some very, very exciting drill results. So I'm really pleased to say hello to Roger. Thanks for joining me today, Roger.
Thanks, Jay. That was a great introduction, and very happy to be here. It's as you say, it's first time, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really pleased that you came on as a sponsor. This is a company that I've been invested in. I had it in front of my subscribers, and my good friend Chen Lin was beat me to the punch. For sure, and probably picked up the shares a little earlier than I did, but nonetheless, I think there's a great deal of upside potential here. So you've just begun drilling on this Kingsway project, which is right next to the Queensway project. Yours is called Kingsway. It's very early stages, but you come up with some really great numbers already. I guess it was just very recently, last week, 276 grams per ton over half a meter, and some other, in that same drill hole, some other very high grades as well. So it appears that you might be onto something here, and it's, as I understand, it's the same belt of rocks. But anyway, can you talk about the exploration projects, the prospects that you have there at Kingsway, and what you've learned so far from your early exploration efforts?
Yeah, sure. So I think the story really started in January of last year when Newfound Gold put out their spectacular discovery intersection. It was about 93 grams a ton over 19 meters, and it I think it took a lot of people by surprise because it seemed to come out of nowhere. Certainly took me by surprise, but I did a bit of due diligence because at that point we were looking for a new project. We'd worked up in Labrador on a few projects, one of which we still have. But we weren't getting any joy in the market, and people were sort of overlooking it because it was really grassroots exploration. So when Newfound Gold came up with their discovery hole, it sort of piqued my interest. We had optioned the properties in Labrador from Sean Ryan, who your listeners may know of from his success up in the Yukon. And I remember Sean saying that he had these shares that these licenses in Newfoundland, but I didn't know where they were. So I called him up and asked him, and he said, oh, yeah, you're not going to believe this, Roger, but they're right next to that new discovery by Newfound Gold. And I said, wow, that's amazing. What are you going to do with them? And he said, well, you're the fourth person to ask me that today. And so that started a fairly – it wasn't too long a process. I guess that conversation we had – around the end of January, beginning of February, and by March, early March at the PDAC last year, we signed an option agreement, and we managed to get those licenses from Sean And really, as you know, about 2 weeks later, the pandemic was declared, and so we couldn't get to work on the property right away. We got out there about the end of July, beginning of August of last year, but we hit the ground running because we'd done a lot of research. Sean had data from previous work that was done on the licenses. We compiled a lot of information from the excellent geological survey website here in Newfoundland, and so we were really, we really knew what we were looking for when we got out there. And of course, as you said, we were pretty confident that we were in the same belt of rocks. And what was, to my mind, the most important aspect of this whole thing and the reason we went after it so aggressively was that we were on the same fault zone as the discovery hole at Keats and subsequently the holes that they've drilled at Lotto and more recently Golden Joint. That's called the Appleton Fault Zone. And that's really, really important because it's these major structures that bring gold-bearing fluids up to the surface and bring them into the right rocks and the right structural setting. So I was pretty excited to be having a good length. So it's about 12 kilometers of that structure covered by these licenses. So that was, to me, that was key. We got on, we got on the project, and so, like I said, late August, and we did a ton of work in about 4 months. We, by the end of it, we'd taken over 8,000 soil samples. We'd taken over 1,000 rock samples. We'd done some RAB drilling, which is rotary air blast drilling, about 1,600 meters of RAB drilling. We'd done 250 line kilometers of ground magnetics and VLF, as well as a CSAMT, control source audio magnetotelluric survey, another geophysical survey, and so and of course mapping and prospecting, and the end result of all that was the discovery of a big quartz vein in outcrop, an outcrop of quartz vein, which the geologists called Big Vein, and that name has stuck. So we now refer to that as our Big Vein target, which is where we're actually drilling right now. And but more importantly, right at the foot of this big vein, there was a boulder of quartz vein that contained visible gold. And it was a boulder, but being where it was, we assumed that it was coming from this big vein. And so that was a key, that was a key discovery for late last year. I think that was, we made that discovery in beginning to middle of October, and we had about a month before everything was covered in snow to really go at it pretty hard. So we sampled the outcrop and all the boulders around Big Vein, and that initial boulder that we discovered with the visible gold in it, that assayed over 1,000 grams a ton of gold. So, I mean, for your listeners who are more imperial minded, that's over 30 ounces per ton of gold, which is just phenomenal. So we knew we were onto something. We were kind of hamstrung by the snow, but we put in drill permits because we knew we had to drill it. We had lots of information at this point around Big Vein because of all the focus that we put on it. And we got the drill permit for Big Vein in March of this year. We started drilling with one rig. We added a second rig later this probably, I think that was in May, and now we have three rigs drilling at Big Vein. And, as you said, we've had some spectacular results. You like that 276 grams a ton over half a meter. Which again, that's about 9 ounces a ton over 1.5 feet. Those are sort of spectacular. We had some shorter or longer intervals, like 20.6 grams a ton over 3.5 meters, 10.5 grams a ton over 2.4 meters. So what we have is we have these little nuggets of high grade surrounded by more lower grade mineralized rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to what we see newfound gold having, say, at Lotto and Keats. Now, mm-hmm. I think the difference between where we're at and where newfound gold is at is that they have been able to successfully follow these high grade shoots down mm-hmm. down plunge. So mm-hmm. we're getting it. We're consistently hitting these high grades, but we don't have the intersections that they have at down at Queensway yet. So mm-hmm. that's what we're working on. We believe that we're close. And who knows? I think it's just going to be a matter of time before we hit it.
Yeah, it's many times. I mean, it seems as though Newfound was sort of hitting early on, sort of extraordinarily success early on. Usually, it takes a lot more drilling before you find the really great deposits. So you're focused mostly on big vein. Can you give us a sense? I guess you don't. Do you have a sense of how sort of the size of this vein, the strike length, or do you need to do a lot more drilling before you know that?
Well, we've outlined it over about 400 meters
mm-hmm.
near surface. We think it extends further than that, and we've drilled it now over about 100 meter strike length.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing about Big Vein is because we found the visible gold boulder right there, that's where we did focus. You're absolutely right. That's our main focus.
Yeah.
But Big Vein is on this Appleton Fault,
mm-hmm.
and along the Appleton Fault, on either side of Big Vein, we have what we call a quartz vein corridor,
mm-hmm.
and that quartz vein corridor strikes over 7.5 kilometers. And along that corridor, we have indications of gold mineralization that we're in the process of following up now. One is like a 16 gram per ton grab sample from a boulder about a kilometer to the south.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have some till samples with lots of gold grains in them, most of which are pristine, about a kilometer to the north of Big Vein. So the way I look at it, and especially when you look back down south at Queensway, you have the Keats, the Golden Joint, the Lotto, all within about a kilometer of one another. So skip north for 5 kilometers up to where our mineralization is, a Big Vein. We're seeing the same thing with these little indications of gold mineralization. There's
mm-hmm.
a Big Vein, a kilometer to the south, a kilometer to the north, and then more to the north again. So
mm-hmm.
although Big Vein is our focus, there's lots going on along strike of Big Vein all along the Appleton Fault Zone.
Have you got a number of assays probably in the lab, and what's the turnaround time, and how soon might investors look for some more news?
That's probably the question I get asked most often. I think we must have a whole building of the lab filled with rock samples and core samples right now, because we keep sending them in and they don't come back very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's life on the rock right now. It's mm-hmm. the sample turnaround time is pretty slow. I understand it's like that everywhere, but as you can imagine, with the number of companies operating here in Newfoundland now, getting their summer programs underway. That lab is pretty busy.
And you've doubled your program from, I guess, to 50,000 meters this year, so it's a pretty aggressive program.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's I think many people have told us that you're going to need to drill a lot of holes to really tie this thing down, Quinton Hanek being one of them. He's got a lot of experience on these kinds of systems.
Mm-hmm.
He's an advisor to Labrador Gold. He's on the board of directors of Newfound Gold. And, of course, he also looked at Fosterville prior
mm-hmm.
to Kirkland Lake Gold taking it over. So
mm-hmm.
we're in a favorable position based on the private placements that both Newfound Gold and Eric Sprott did with us earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have plenty of cash for drilling. Mm-hmm. I think we're up around 35 million Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I can assure you that most of that is going to be spent on drilling. We're going to be drilling a lot of holes, both at Big Vein and all along the Appleton Fault Zone.
Mm-hmm. So we should be treated to some news pretty soon, I guess. We should be looking on the lookout for it. And then when it comes, when it rains, it pours, perhaps.
that would be good, yeah.
Yeah. Now, question. We're just about out of time here, Roger, but just let me ask you, I think Newfound is an investor in your company, right?
They are, yes.
Yes. And do you have a good working relationship? I imagine you trade notes, the technical teams.
We don't really trade notes, but we have talked, and certainly whenever I've talked to Denis Laviolette, the president, mm-hmm. or Greg Matheson, the VP of operations, they're very helpful, and I think we haven't had any sort of formal exchange of information, but we look and check in what each other's doing pretty closely.
Sure, I'll bet. Well, Roger, it looks like you got a really exciting story for sure. It's one that I watch daily. Look for the news that's coming out, and I think drilling is the key, and you certainly have good people on your team, starting with yourself. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, and we'll look to catch up with you again sometime.
Yeah, that's great, Jay. Thanks very much, and thanks for your kind words. It's always a pleasure chatting to people interested in Labrador Gold.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Roger.